The BLM hopes to attract more developers of green energy by providing financial incentives for companies to set up shop on lands with the highest producing potential. The new rules are also designed to streamline the process for wind and solar energy production while awarding leases competitively. Alex Dowie, Assistant Director of Energy and Climate at the Wilderness Society, says that the BLM is helping to steer energy production away from cultural and recreational resources.
And this rule will ensure that our public lands continue to be a place where we can build wind and solar projects, delivering clean energy, growing our economy, and protecting the places that people love in the West.
The BLM's fee structure for energy companies will also be adjusted to reflect market values and thus bring down some of the costs to developers. Dowie says that this new settlement will prove popular with Western residents.
With the rulemaking, BLM will be receiving fair market value for the use of public lands as called for by Congress. And Western communities strongly support more renewable energy development. We think that it will stand on its own merits and should stand the test of time.
Some of the 700,000 acres of BLM land that is being prioritized for green energy production is in Utah. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.